years ago, I lived in Japan, a pet of my master Yoshi, mimicking his movements from my cage and learning the mysterious art of ninjutsu. For Yoshi was one of Japan's finest shadow warriors. His only rival was a man named Urokusagi, and they competed in all things, but none more fiercely than for the love of a woman, Tang Shin. Shin's love was only for my master, and rather than see him fight Saki for her hand, she persuaded Yoshi to flee with me to America. Saki vowed vengeance. I remember it well. As my master returned home to find his beloved Shin lying on the floor. And then he saw her killer. Saki wasted no words, and during the struggle, my cage was broken. I leapt to Saki's face, biting and clawing, but he threw me to the floor and took one swipe with his katana, slicing my ear. For 15 years now, we have lived here. Before that time, I was a pet of my master Yoshi, mimicking his movements from my cage and learning the secret art of ninja. When we were forced to come to New York, I found myself for the first time without a home, wandering the sewers, scavenging for whatever I could find. And then, one day, I came upon a shattered glass jar and four baby turtles.
That was us.
The little ones were crawling into a strange glowing ooze from a broken canister nearby. I gathered them up in an old coffee can. And when I awoke the next morning, I received a shock, for they had doubled in size. I too was growing, particularly in intellect, and I was amazed at how intelligent they seemed. But nothing could have prepared me for what happened next. One of them spoke.
Pizza! Pizza!
More words followed, and I began their training. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael.